Brendan, how pleased were you with that four-quarter effort, outstanding performance?
Yeah, it's. I said that we want to keep building consistency on top of pressure, being a constant message to our players and to our supporters. And on the back of last week, it's showing that we're starting to show some signs of consistency. Most importantly, we put a plan in to execute defensively, and I think they would have scored from, if my data's right, something around 35 to 40% of their entries they scored on. So that's a good defensive output from our group over four quarters.
Back-to-back wins,
also, so just again, it validates that we've got some good young talent. Our leadership's growing and our system's growing, and each win's validation, but it's also a little bit of a push of confidence for everyone. Yeah.
Seth,
No, I think Stephen Silvani's team did a fantastic job in terms of recruiting over the break, and Samo's got real talent. He's learning the way we play, but there's some real poise and excitement with his delivery by foot. So he's one we're all smiling about. But again, he's young, he's got a lot to learn, and he'll just keep getting better and better.
Surprising the way that he can sort of take control of a game like he did in that second quarter when Collingwood started to get on top for 5 or 10 minutes and then sort of
Yeah, well, we picked him on the back of no JLT, so that probably says what regard we hold him in. In saying that, he's got a lot to learn about the way we play, but we just see the poise on the track all the time. You know, in pressure situations at training, he makes good decisions. So I'm not too surprised that it's starting to come out in his game because we actually train him.
Personally, how pleased were you for Dale Thomas today, coming back into the side, doing what he has to, kicking that really crucial goal?
Yeah, you know, without the conversation being purely around Daisy today, because it was a team effort, it was good to see him smile and kick that goal, because we know he's had a lot of injuries and a lot of conversation around Dale. But we as a group of coaches and players are holding performance at the top of the chain in form, so we've got integrity with our selection. When our young blokes come in, they're in form. Someone goes out, they're just battling a little bit. Daisy played really well last week and got an opportunity this week. But it was good to see him just enjoy footy. There was a smile on his face after he kicked the goal.
Do you think he's been putting too much pressure on himself and perhaps going to be
losing that pressure? I don't know. Yeah.
Last week, leading into the City Swans game, so universally, most people thought the Swans were going to be comfortable winners. And now 2 weeks later, two wins. Are you more advanced than a lot of people give you credit for?
Our measurement's not what people say about us. What people say about us will be judged on from week to week, because it's opinion-based business, so we don't get distracted by that. We're building a list. We build it by going to the draft, and we build it by starting in solidifying our defence. Then we said we want to apply pressure, and then we're trying to build a consistency. So we're not deviating, and we're not concerned and being distracted. This year is about sticking the roadmap. We're doing that. Oh, you know, any loss, you go and analyse strongly, and you work out what happened and why, and you grow from it. What we do also is any win, do the same, because it's easy to just put a loss away and say, forget about it, let's move on to the next week. Same with a win. It's so easy to say, oh, everything's perfect and going so well, but it's not. It's a fine line in this game, and we need to make sure we keep looking really strongly at growth areas, as well as celebrating and challenging.
Collingwood was pretty happy to get on the front foot and talk about the rivalry, in a sense, between Carlton and Collingwood. Did you use any of the reverse way to get that ambush nice and early as well?
Oh, no, we got a lot of respect. They've been getting a lot of inside 50s without a lot of result prior to this game, and played really well last week. But there is a rivalry, we know that. And without this being overplayed, we're trying also to connect to our past players. That's been an agenda item for the last year and a half. And this week was an opportunity for David Rhys-Jones to come in and talk about what it actually means to be a Carlton player and what this rivalry means. Now, what percentage that adds, I don't know. But what it does for our players, it gives them a chance to really appreciate who was there before them, and our club's got history. Now, we're only a little speckle in that history, but at least they appreciate it by those stories coming from past players.
Mate, right, seemed pretty important in the game, particularly broke it up, but how important is it to have someone sort of his experience in that fortnight?
Yeah, a lot's been said about Matty in the last fortnight, but the one thing he is, and this can sound a little bit lame for the type of player he is, but he's a role player, but very diligent role player, and when you do that, you get rewards. So he plays in a way that gives great lessons to our youngsters. Just stick to your role, don't try and do anything too different, and you'll be rewarded. It's funny how footy pays you back when you do that.
I know you don't like to individualise, but Big Matthew Cruiser was extraordinary today. Tireless, grew up a Collingwood supporter.
Didn't know that.
The other way. How pleased are you with the way he's going and his efforts today against one of the in-form ruckmen of the conference?
Yeah, I think his contested possession numbers were really high. I reckon Cruz had 14 or 15 contested possessions. So for a big ruckman, that's huge. And he doesn't like too much fanfare and fuss around him, but internally we celebrate Cruz's consistency this year. And Cripper and Murph, they continue to get high contested numbers, and it's important those players play well for us. That's what we expect of our leaders and older guys.
It's the defensive setups as well. You must be really delighted with the way, across the ground, but certainly from the back half, it's been outstanding the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, Doherty sets that up, as to Simpson. Plowman's really starting to come to his own in organisation, so that needs to be mentioned, because often plays that you see us cut off are a result of just organisation in terms of another player organising someone else. And we often just see the player involved in it on the screen, but the instruction off the ball is the most critical.
You've got St Kilda next week, obviously pretty impressive last night.
They were.
Some of the smooth sort of ball movement that you had today and the scoring chains, does that give you a bit of confidence heading into a game like that?
Yeah, I think every little win you have in a phase of play builds confidence, but we're under no illusions. They played a really good team last night in GWS. We know they're so talented, but they brought ferocity around the ball. Again, as much as you don't want to be too lame, you've got to bring ferocity next week. And at some point during the week, we've got to really zone into the Saints.
Thanks, Matt.